something you only see in video games.
Unbelievable. Well, because earlier this week at the Coquihalla in BC, an airplane, same thing, landed on the road, right? And what was going through? So you were driving in Calgary, whereabouts again?
Yeah, we were just coming from home. Like we live about a block away from where it happened. We just happened to turn on to 36.
Yeah.
And we were going to jump onto the number one just to get out of the city. And all of a sudden, I roll my window down and I'm, hear this sound. I'm like, what the fuck is that sound? And kid you not, the airplane was about 8 feet above our truck, went right in front of us, went right through the intersection. He landed, hitting one sign, and we were kind of just in shock and awe, like sitting in the truck, like, did that just happen?
Well, because there are six people on the plane, and she, the pilot, actually, I don't know how she avoided the train, the LRT, the C train, and avoided your truck.
An amazing job. Like, I give that pilot props because she went right in between the lights, like for like the traffic lights. She hit one small yield sign, which is whatever. She ripped it right out of the ground. It flew across the street. And yeah, she landed right before going over the bridge on 36 there. And LRT was coming. Everyone slowed down and I was actually quite surprised.
Must have sat there behind this plane going, okay, what do I do next?
Well, at first, what happened is my dad pulled off with the truck and trailer, and then I came out to make sure everyone was okay. And they were walking out of the plane pretty nonchalant, so I thought everything was all right. And by then, I had my dad's wife had called, and we sent her a picture. This just happened. She's like, are you kidding me?
So. And then after that, then the police were called in? Like, how long did it take for the plane to get off the road, or is it still there?
It's still on the road right now. It's all over the radio, which is pretty funny, and that's all I'm listening to today at work is about this airplane.
You're right there. I blame the high gas prices because the plane actually ran out of gas.
Gas, that's what I heard. I'm like, wow, okay. I called emergency services. They already knew it was happening, so I guess maybe the pilot had called in a distress or something. So you just be very lucky it was that, 6:15 in the morning and the traffic was slim to none. So,
well, just think that if you were speeding,
the
plane would have landed on you.
Oh, yeah, if we would have been 30 seconds more, we would have had a plane in the back of our truck.